Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don,
giving them all on,
dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Listening to the voice, come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Here we go today. I think I have something for a lot of people today. At least I hope I do. And this is about on your journey. And this is about something that happens to us all. I mean, what happens to all of us from time to time when we get discouraged? What happens to all of us when we feel like quitting? What happens to all of us when we have that turn back moment? What happens to all of us when it don't seem like it's going to pan out? Because I want you to understand something, that everyone, every single living soul has those thoughts about something at some point in their life. I mean, you know, look, I've oftentimes been discouraged about things not happening as fast as I'd like them, or things don't pan out the way I would like for them to have panned out. I mean, there's so many ways to get discouraged. But what my encouragement to you is, when discouragement comes, is understand this. It is a part of the growth process. It is a test. It is a test of your faith. How bad you want it? Do you really believe? That's all faith is. It's simply, and I've said this how many times, faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. So when discouragement comes, setbacks comes, it is a test of your faith. At least it's been that way for me. Now, other people can explain it another way. I'm not other people. I can only give it to you the way it's come to me and throughout my life. And man, oh, man, oh, man, discouragement sometimes is tough to deal with. Because it seems at times when you are discouraged that is so absolute that this means the end. And if you allow it to set in, it can be just that, the end of you. When merely it was a test. Hear the one that I hate to hear. Well, if it's God's will, excuse me. If it's God's will that you fail. If it's God's will that you're not successful. If it's God's will that you lay down and give up. It's God's will that you allow yourself to amount to not reach your potential. That's God's will. That's not the God I know. That's not the God I serve. That's not the God I've read about. That's not the God I believe in. I'm sorry. My mother always taught me something, that he didn't bring me this far to leave me. I just don't believe that. Not for a second. Try to look at it, if you can, as a test of your faith. And you merely have to pass the test. It could be for a day, a half a day, a few hours, a week, a few weeks. It don't matter. Don't nobody know how long the test period is. Your job is to keep the faith and keep moving. Keep the faith and keep moving. Keep working. Keep believing. Keep hope alive. That's your job. If you do that, that's how you pass the test. It could be over tomorrow. It could be over in 2 weeks. It could be over in a month. You don't know. But all you got to do is wake up and keep the faith and fight the discouraging feelings. And how do you do that, Steve? Now, here we go. This is the part I know about for sure. Because how many times I've had to fight off discouragement in order to get to where God wanted me to be. What do you do when you become discouraged? Well, when I get discouraged about a task, I think about the outcome. Man, what would it be like if I were to complete the task? What would it be like, man? What would the outcome be for me if I hung on in there, if I didn't give up? I imagine if I don't give up, what would it be like? Man, suppose everything I'm hoping for comes true. But if I don't quit and give up, that might just be the case. I start talking to myself like that. I think of what the upside is. What's the upside to staying with it? You see, all this is the same thing. I'm just giving you different ways to look at it. I'm saying the exact same thing over and over, but I'm just trying to find the switch that connects in your mind where you can say, okay, man, I'm gonna hang in there. Because if you think of the outcome and the outcome is appealing to you, if you imagine what it would be like if you don't give up or you don't quit, if you think only of what the upside is to staying with it, and then I go, where can this lead to? If I stay with it, man, and the outcome comes true, where else could that lead me to? Because, I mean, there's always more to it. So where else could this lead me to? What are the possibilities, man? What are the limitless possibilities? What could God possibly have in store for me if I just hang in there, if I pass this test of faith, if I just pass this test? Now, it ain't going to be the only one, but you got to get past this one, though. Then you're going to hit a smooth plane. Then it's going to be another one. It's going to be another one. Life ain't nothing but a series of tests, man. But you gain experience and knowledge as you go through life, and it helps you with the next test. You get better at testing. You get better at testing. What's your true destiny? Think about that when you think about giving up. What is your true destiny? Don't you want to see what that is? Don't you want to see what God really got for you? What does God really have in store for you if you just pass the test? If you just hang in there, man, and don't let the devil fool you, and don't let that other force make you think that it's over, that your time has come, that it's not his will. God don't deal in negativity, man. See, Bishop Olmert taught me something. The way you know that something has God's voice in it, it has no sin in it. Quitting, giving up, laying down, falling out for the count, letting go, losing your faith, that ain't got nothing to do with God. Man, when you're thinking about giving up, when you're discouraged, think of the outcome. Imagine what it would be like if you don't quit, if you don't give up. What's the upside to staying with it? Where can this all lead to? What can this get you to? If you do this and you get to where you think you want to be, oh, my God, what's after that? What are the limitless and endless possibilities of holding on to your faith? what could really be out there for me, man, if I just pass this test? You got to talk yourself into hanging in there. And sometimes it ain't nobody talking to you about hanging in there but you. But that's good enough. Because God has a blessing for you. God's got a blessing with your name on it. God has packages bundled up with your name on it. He got blessings just in boxes with your name on it, man. I want all of mine shipped. I'll be on Faith Street waiting there to receive. I'm just believing he's shipping stuff. But if you keep moving from the address of faith, if you keep getting off Faith Street, where you want these packages to go? They got your name on it, and it's based on your faith. But if you keep moving on Doubt Avenue and Ain't No Way Boulevard, and the package get delivered only to Faith Street, what you keep moving off Faith Street for? Come on, man. You can't give up. You can't give up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Greatest morning show on earth. Today's show is dedicated to all the bass fishermen in the world. Everybody that bass fish.
What?
Bass fish, crappie fish.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Bucket sitters, brim sunfish, them lake fishers.
Yes, lake fishers, baby.
Yeah, fresh I love water. Lake fishers, man.
Fresh water.
Well, I don't deep sea, another kind of fishing. We not doing them yet. We got love for you, but we just doing
it's not
lake
your day.
Bank fishers.
Bank
people that's got boats.
Worms and minnows.
Look for them. Hunt them down. Big mouth bass, small mouth bass. Come on, boy. Pike, walleye. Let's do something.
Do you eat them? You eat your catch?
Hell yeah.
Well, I know you catch.
Well,
you do
I do catch and release on my ranch,
yeah.
Except on Fridays. Oh, on Fridays, it's fish fry. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So then what, you have to fill your pond, your lake up again?
No, sure. They ain't there making babies now.
Oh,
now, all the babies ain't going to make it because big fish do eat little fish. Understand that now.
They do.
Understand that.
It's the law of the land, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Even if they is a catfish.
Nature.
Hey, dog. Bring your little ass over here.
But I'm a catfish. I'm one, too.
Yeah. That damn bass will suck you down, man. That bass will do you, man. That bass eat pretty much anything. A bass eat a small duck on the pond.
What?
Yeah, yeah. If it's a big mouth bass.
Oh, because it's such a big mouth.
He's going to spit him out, though.
No, he won't.
Eating him means eating him.
No, man. A baby duck, large big mouth bass. He'll hit a duck. He'll eat a frog. Ain't nothing.
Really?
Lizard.
Wow.
Anything go across that water, man. You got movement and he hungry. He going to swallow you. He don't chew. He just swallow.
Muscles do the rest.
Yeah, you gone. God. You gone. Yeah.
What you doing?
Crickets, bugs. Man, you see them water bugs land on top of the water, all of a sudden you hear.
Gone.
Would you hear that right there? That's it. He gone. Shirley, that's not the noise.
Okay, it's my noise.
But it's not. That's not a fish noise. You're drinking.
Why?
You're drinking. Really, you a big gulp at 7-Eleven.
Why are you so irritated by it, though? It's just,
but
I'm
Shirley,
just
you don't do
silly.
Noises good.
Gulp.
Ruin
I think
everything.
You're good.
They're not good. They're just good to you. Stop it. Just doing noise.
You're the angriest comedian ever.
I don't need no help.
he what?
I don't need
this
no help
me,
with my
then.
Damn
it's
joke.
Just to let it be for me.
Let me write my joke. You want to add sound effects? Just go on, do it. Tommy?
Yeah, dog.
Tommy, do you want any sound effects with your joke for Shirley?
Well, if there are animals, I'm doing
what,
sound effects.
Okay. Junior, say an animal.
Whatever.
Say it. You and Junior work good. Go ahead, Junior.
Coyote.
There you go, Junior. See, from now on, you work with Junior. That's it.
Me and Tommy.
No. Me and Tommy.
Animals,
gave you to Junior.
I'm doing
one more.
Effect.
One more. Hurry up.
A big bear.
Right there. Mm-hmm. That you and Junior. We'll be right back with some real funny.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for something funny. Roscoe is performing. He, of course, performed during the total solar
eclipse.
So, Shirley,
eclipse. You asked some questions and stuff, too.
Okay.
So I can transfer the voice.
Plus, I didn't know. Did you guys know this? That Roscoe and Pimpin, first of all, know each other. And then they're headed to Vegas. They're going to see the fight, Mayweather, McGregor. I didn't know. Who knew?
Going to the fight with the heading to the fight on Friday.
I didn't even know this. Hey.
Heading on out, you know, getting ready to go on down.
Pimpin.
Hey, what's up, ladies? What's up, Sean?
Hey, Pimpin, how you doing?
What's going on, Sean? Like them blind streaks you got in your hair.
Thank you.
Oh, all right. You're trying some new stuff, huh? Okay, well, let me know how far you want to go.
Just
hey, what's
right
up?
Now.
Hey, what's up, Tommy? What's happening, man?
What's up, Pimpin? How you doing, brother?
Ain't nothing, man. Just up in here just doing what I do. Hey, what's up, Carla?
Hey, Pimpin, what's happening?
All right, see you, girl. She don't like chocolate, you know what I'm saying?
All good, baby.
I bet it is. You know
what
I'm saying? He is my main man, Junior.
Your favorite.
What's happening, Pimpin?
Oh, him now.
Yeah.
Boy, look at him.
Yeah,
I think I done recruited me one.
Sounds like it.
I got somebody else I'm going to try Pimpin on this show right here. This is about to be good, yeah. Only thing with it, though, Junior, is you got to go somewhere. Once I teach it to you, you got to go somewhere else.
Okay, yeah. I got you, Pimp.
Can't stand. Be two pimps at the park.
You're territorial.
Can't be the two pimps at the same park. Mm. You got to get your own playground.
Wow. I love that. I do with that, Pimp.
Yeah, but you good, though. I sure don't like the way your voice going, man. What's going on? Yeah, me and Roscoe were heading on out to Vegas, man.
I didn't even know you guys knew each other, Roscoe. When did you guys meet?
Yeah, we knew each other. We knew each other a long time. How the hell Rocco ain't gonna know a pimp? You gotta do this thing, baby. You gotta let him have it. I'm going to Vegas with my boy Pimp gonna tear their mouth out.
Are you performing or are you just watching the fight?
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm performing. Where I go. I'm performing. I don't give a damn where I go. It's going to be the performance.
Did you perform yesterday during the solar eclipse?
No, I ain't do that. That wasn't real.
Oh, I just said you did.
I just how many of y'all were looking dead at ain't see a damn thing? That's what I'm talking about. They wouldn't do it on selling glasses. That damn thing, biggest piece of hype I've ever seen in my life right here. I had a solar clip. What the hell am I on a solar clip for? I'll just catch it next time.
Next time be about what, 7 years?
Yeah.
2024, Roscoe.
Well, hold up though. But see, Carla. See, listen to this right here. A solar eclipse can happen when two great big things pass in the middle of the daytime.
Like you and Roscoe Pimpin?
It's going to be a solar eclipse at the fight.
Okay.
Damn, Mayweather and McGregor. Roscoe and Pimpin up in there.
Well, I did want to ask you, Pimpin, what are you wearing? I know you have a special outfit.
Girl, let me tell you something. Uh-huh. What I was thinking about wearing at the fight, I'm just going to wear all gold.
Oh, you gonna tone it down?
You gonna tone it down?
I got a gold jacket my sister made. You ought to see this thing, man.
What does it look like?
Ooh, it's nice, man. It's I got fur lapels on it. It's solid gold macrame. And then it's got the Sherlock Holmes cape on it.
Oh, not the Sherlock.
You don't even understand.
Sherlock Holmes cape.
That's the reason.
I want to wear that myself. No, I'll put it on, Pimpin. Hey, let me ask you something. When I go and do the national anthem, can I wear it?
Oh, you're going to do the national anthem?
Yeah, I'm going to do the anthem.
What? The what?
The anthem.
With an
anthem?
Yeah.
The what? I'm doing the anthem.
Oh.
I'm going to do it. Oh, I ain't going to do the one in the rain.
Oh, that's the one I was going to ask you about. You know,
yeah, I'm
going to
do
two of them.
I'm going to do the one in McGregor dressing room. I'm going to do the other in Mayweather dressing room.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, I was, you know what?
What?
I think I'm going to have to go on in there for that. Because I need to holler at Mayweather.
Oh, do you know Mayweather?
You know, I know his people. I know his daddy. I know Mayweather Sr.
Oh, how'd you...
And his uncle.
Oh, where do you know them from?
Really?
Oh, yeah, from the box game. I ain't going on the fights.
You know he got a new strip club in Vegas.
That's what I want to holler at him.
Gentlemen's Club.
Uh-huh.
No, oh, no, you ain't gotta dress it up. It's a strip club. I bet they're gonna be stripping. Most of them come out there already half naked. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through that. Mayweather.
What do you want to talk to them about, this strip club?
You sit, you know, I just it. You know, just sit around, talk with them a little bit, you know, see if they're interested.
The strippers?
You know, in other opportunities.
Keep it busy, really? Don't it? Pippin, keep it busy.
You know what I'm saying? Just make, you know, let's see if anybody wants career change. You know, maybe want to add to a little sideline thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, over there and provide opportunity. It's a growth opportunity.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
You know, because Floyd ain't no pimp now. Come on.
No, he's a boxer.
Mm-hmm. You know, he got pimpish type tones to him, but he ain't no full blown pimp.
He ain't what he did.
So who's your money on?
Oh, Mayweather, come on. Now, this can't even happen right here. This white boy going to get his ass whooped so bad. He's going to need ID to get in his own house.
They
ain't
going
to recognize him. You ain't going to know him. Now, I don't
know if you ever been
hit in the face with a face with a bag of quarters. It ain't pretty when it's over. You ever know old thing like that?
What about?
I got all my money on Mayweather, too.
Oh, you did?
Switch Mayweather.
With a B?
I'm going to go to Mayweather. I'm going to do the national anthem in the dressing room, like I told you before. I'm going to go in there.
Why in the dressing room and not in the ring, though?
Well, you know, I don't want to sing that one right there. You know, because Colin Kaepernick, I don't want him kneeling.
Oh, yeah.
While I'm saying
you need everybody up.
What you ain't finna do, Colin Kaepernick ain't finna disrespect me. I'm out here singing, and you done got on your knees that big ass afro. You need to press it out, make it a little straight, put a curl in it, hair yourself something. So I'm going to go in there and I'm going to sing the national anthem in Floyd's dressing room. I'm going to sing his national anthem, which is Money by the OJs. Yeah. And then I'm going to go in McGregor's dressing room and do the Lucky Charm commercial. Because that's the last thing he's going to hear.
Yeah, magically delicious.
Yeah, he's going to be magically delicious right at his ass whooping. He's going to get a delicious ass whooping.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you.
He's going to get a delicious ass whooping. I'm going to be sitting right up there with that gold cape on. I might take a help there and cover his ass up with it.
Coming up next, the nephews run that prank back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our national news, as always. And we're going to talk about Black Girls Rock. But right now, it's time for the nephew to run that prank back. Neff?
Yeah!
What you got?
Tombstone.
Why you got to say
what
it
is
like that?
I know. What does that mean?
It ain't nothing you really want to hear. Don't nobody want to hear Tombstone. Tombstone.
Funeral home. It's Kendrick.
Hey, man, we got a problem with this funeral home. Let me ask y'all something. Look, y'all done messed around and put the wrong name on my auntie tombstone as well as the date, and we got a problem we got to get rectified, man. Y'all got
Hold on, man. Calm down. First of all, what is your name?
My name is Reggie, man, but y'all, I can't understand a funeral home making these kind of mistakes. You know, that don't make no sense. How long have y'all even been in the business to be doing something like this?
So this is a family business. We've been doing this 40-plus years.
Why y'all making mistakes like this, man?
What's the problem? What's the mistake? What mistake you think we made?
Okay, look, man. We buried my auntie 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Rosetta.
Okay.
All right? Where you spell her name is R-O-S-E-T-T-A. Y'all got R-O-Z-E-T-T-A. Uh-huh. And she was born June the 8th, 1948. Y'all got August the 6th. 1940. Y'all got the dates mixed up, and y'all got her name mixed up. And what we ain't finna do is have my auntie arrested in peace with the wrong stuff on her tombstone. That don't make no sense, man.
Calm down, bro. You keep yelling at me. I can't. There's no way I can help you. You yelling at me. I need.
Well, fix the problem, then, man.
Well, I can check the paperwork. I can check the paperwork and see what the problem is. Now, if you gave me the wrong information, your family gave me the wrong information, then we just put down what we was given. And if we got to change something, we'll change it. But it's going to cost you some more money.
Hold on. Y'all ain't, we're not paying another damn dime to that funeral. Not another damn dime. The stuff going to get changed on this damn tombstone, and we're not paying for nothing. Now,
sir,
I'm going to tell you this.
I'm saying we can help you out. I can help you. But if you gave me the wrong information, that's on you. I didn't do that. That's on you.
We didn't give you the wrong information. Now, I'm going to tell you this right here. What is your name?
funeral.
What is your name?
My name is Kendrick.
Okay, Kendrick, let me tell you something. If this don't get changed by tonight, me and some of my cousins are finna come out there and start digging up bodies.
Y'all not coming over here and digging up nothing. Y'all, this is my family. You gonna disrespect my family and come over here and you gonna dig up what?
We gonna dig up some bodies if y'all don't come, if y'all don't get this rectified on my head tombstone.
It's not gonna be none of that. I'm not having you coming over here. We gonna fix the problem. I'm gonna check the paperwork and I can get back to you. That's what I can do. But you ain't digging up nothing.
If y'all ain't fix this thing on my head tombstone by this evening, me and my cousin is coming out there digging up some of them damn dead bodies until y'all get this damn thing fixed.
Ain't gonna be nobody coming over here. Wait a minute. Listen. Hold on. See.
What?
Now I'm getting excited too. Come, man. Let me just talk to you like a man. Listen. What I'm saying to you is that the family fills out the paperwork, puts the name and the birth date on there. If it is incorrect, it has to be fixed. I have to call the man out here to fix it. And that's going to cost some money. I have to pay him. All I'm saying is, if that is the case, if the paperwork is incorrect, it's not on us, and I'm going to have to charge you a little extra money just so I can get it taken care of.
I'm not going to get charged nothing. We ain't got no more money, man. We ain't got no more money. Y'all charge us an arm and a leg to bury my honey. We ain't got no more. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you one more time, Mr. Kendrick. If I don't see a child, I'm coming out there this evening to look at my auntie tombstone. I'm coming out there. Now, if the date and the name ain't fixed, I promise you, so help me, I'm finna start digging up bodies, and if your ass is out there, I'm going to put you in one of them holes that I done dug up.
Man, I tell you what, Reggie, you're not going to put me in no hole, man. Like I said, I'm trying to talk to you and tell you what the deal is and how we will get this fixed. Ain't nobody coming out here and digging up nothing. I have to call somebody to get it fixed.
I bet you I'm digging up a hole and I'm putting your ass in it if you don't fix my hand in tombstone.
Then we both is going in the damn hole. That's what's going to happen.
No, then we both going in there then. Because somebody, y'all done fixed, mess around and put the wrong date. Y'all done spelled my hand name wrong and everything. All of that.
Man, I don't even answer the damn phone. Let me let my uncle get it. Listen. Reggie.
What?
I'm not gonna fix nothing. Me and you yelling at each other, we mean. We don't do this. Yelling at each other is not gonna fix the problem. I still have to do a step here. I have to look at this paperwork.
When is you gonna look at it then?
Reggie, if you keep yelling, I don't even have time to even go over this paperwork. Every time I get ready to look at something, you yelling in my ear.
Okay, well, let me say this to you one more time. I'm coming. Matter of fact, I'm finna come out there right now. That's what I'm finna do.
You know what, Reggie? Come on in. I try to talk nice to your. Tell you what to do. I told you that this is a family business, and you disrespected me. Man, you. You come out here, you ain't no cousin. We both going to the whole day. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now.
So I'm going to you now. I'm going to right out there in just a minute.
You don't even know how to lift your kid.
Well, you need to know that my is on my way, because I guarantee you, y'all going to change it.
I'm going to bring your in. Bring your you ain't your cousin. Who else the going to call? I dig up both seven holes out this day.
I bet you when they get ready to spell Kendrick on the tombstone, I bet you they won't spell it wrong.
Oh, well, then, come on, you. You and your cousin.
Well, I got something else I need to tell you.
What the else you got to say?
I said, if you listening to me, Kendrick.
What the you have to say, Reggie?
I got to say this. This is Nephew Tommy. You just got pranked by your secretary with
no.
You alright?
Man. You, Tommy. How about that? Damn.
Hey, man.
You got me, man. You got me, man. Man, I wasn't even supposed to be in here today. Damn, I knew something was funny.
Oh, man. You alright, man?
Yeah, you got me, but I was going to dig a hole for your today, trying to tell you.
All right, hey, man, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What y'all want on y'all tombstone? That don't really matter, huh?
I want mine to be black for a long time because I don't want to use it. I don't want nothing on mine right time. Now.
That ain't nothing. Nobody worry about it. What's on their tombstone?
Yeah, I ain't bought the plaque yet.
Not currently. I'm not worried.
Yeah. You know?
I have not bought the plaque.
I have no plan. I'm dying. No, I'm going to do 104. I'm going to die at 104.
104?
Mm-hmm. I've already claimed it.
I'm shooting at that 98, really. Mm. That's my number right there, that 9 and that 8.
9 8, let me
tell
see.
Tell you what, you ain't controlling it, though.
No, ain't yeah. running none of it.
No, I ain't in charge of it either. I'm just shooting for one.
You're just asking.
I'm just asking. Hey, I'm not cause yeah, your ass laugh. If I could just see 104 and healthy, still want to be talking, driving, functioning, and watching
driving?
Myself. Well, I'm not, not going to drive. I'm going to have a driver.
Oh, driver. Oh,
but
yeah,
I want to be
able
to know
now.
What I'm passing.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know if I'm going past the check cashing place or not. I don't just want them to be lights.
Yeah.
If you was born with an exit date, would you try to fight it? If you just knew the date, you supposed to leave.
Well, I think that's why we don't know it.
I mean, of course you try to fight
it. Wouldn't you be in the closet on that day with everything closed? Just sitting in the armory.
I mean,
you gone anyway.
Yeah.
You just go in the closet.
Hey.
I would pray about it, especially the day before.
On your day.
The day before is really when you're under a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, 4 months out.
Yeah, the eve.
You know, 2 years out, you ain't really. But the date, the eve, though, dog.
Yeah.
Ooh, that whole day is spent.
Doctor told me I wasn't going to live past 11. This is about
really?
Sickle cell. Yeah. I'm out here making him look so bad.
You kicking
it. Ain't lying, you know he ain't controlling nothing.
You ain't lying.
Well, I was scared, though.
All right, Miss Anna's coming up next with our national news. We'll talk about Black Girls Rock.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Miss Anna standing by with today's headlines. Did you guys see Black Girls Rock last night, man?
Yes.
Ooh, they rock.
I know. Yes. Black Girls Rock, of course, celebrates black women who are trailblazers, change makers, or dynamos in their respective fields. Our girl Taraji P. Henson hosted the star-studded award show Like Her New Hair.
Cute.
Yeah, last night's show celebrated women who represent a variety of industries, genres, and generations. This year's recipients include Solange Knowles. She had a great year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with her cranes in the sky.
No, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy in the sky. That's the song.
Cranes.
It was actually cranes.
Yeah, it was cranes.
Your misinterpretation of it has nothing to do with what the song was. And anybody giving you no damn award for writing nothing to call no damn crazy in the sky.
Why you can't?
Because don't nobody want to be crazy in the sky. A lot of trouble.
So serious today.
You might as well just write a song called Crazy in the White House. So that's what the hell we got going.
That's what we're doing.
That's what's happening.
All right, Issa Rae also from Insecure, the series Insecure. Also Blackish star, the young lady, Yara Shahidi. What a lovely, smart, bright young lady she is. So beautiful, too. Music icon,
and
Roberta Flack.
She way smarter than Anthony Anderson. I just want to put that out there.
And hope Anthony hear you.
Yeah, hope he hear me. Congratulations to the girl and Tracy Ellis for bringing some intelligence to the show. And Lawrence Fishburne, because there's no law. Lord, no, something wrong with Anthony Anderson, dumbass.
What happened?
I don't know. He said something crazy about me on the show.
He's just joking.
I heard about it. Well, I'm joking too.
Such a serious comedian.
Well, ooh, that's so funny.
I'm joking too.
All right. Also, music icon Roberta Flack. Some of the presenters include Maxwell. Comedian, this is her time right now, Tiffany Haddish. She ready.
Go on, girl.
This is a bad girl.
Yes, she is.
What's up, Tiff?
Anika Noni Rose, boy, does she do her thing as Jukebox Man. On Power. And Steve, guess who else? The one and only Anthony Anderson was, was a presenter as well. Check out some of our favorite moments. Here we go.
I don't care how big you are. I don't care how high you think you are. If you come for me, I'm coming for you. And so, whether it's the President of the United States of America or any of his cabinet, we will say to them, we will resist you. We will not allow you to damage this country in the way that you're doing. We will not allow you to take us backwards. Not only will we resist you, we will impeach you, Mr. President. I'm extremely grateful for the recognition that I'm receiving this evening, but I want you to know if it was not for the love and respect shown to me by black women, those right-wing, ultra-conservative, alt-right haters in this country, they would have me believe I'm too black, I'm too confrontational, I'm too tough, and I'm too disrespectful of them. But now I know I'm simply a strong black woman.
What a great show last night. Thanks to everyone who participated. Black girls do rock.
That Issa Rae is a bad girl.
Yeah, she is too. Very talented.
The journey she did to get to HBO, that's incredible.
Well, tell us something about it.
Well, you know, she did her show. She shot her show herself, like five to seven minute episodes, and she put them out on YouTube. She shot it like about 10, 15 of them, and HBO picked her up. I said, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it. That's how you jump from one to the other one real quick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bad girl. Then we ought to do that with Papa Ray's money.
We ought to
do that.
This is about black girls rock. Stop this.
Oh, yeah. Y'all going to get off of me.
And I ain't on you, but that's what we ought to do, man. Maybe we ought to just shoot it and let somebody pick it up. You know, everybody say it was good. You know, why so quiet in here? Everybody said it was good.
We're talking about
black girls
rock.
It was good. Okay, it was really good.
We threw. Y'all was through with black girls money. I'm sitting here trying to figure out why we can't do what Anika Rose did.
No, Issa Rae.
Issa Rae.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that
Issa Rae from Insecure.
Oh, that girl cold, man.
Yeah. It's all right, we got to go. Cold. Please introduce her, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, guys. This is Ann Tripp with the news. The Navy conducting a broad probe into Monday's collision between USS John McCain and an oil tanker off the coast of Singapore. 10 sailors reported unaccounted for. However, Admiral Scott Swift, commander of the Pacific Fleet, says some bodies have been recovered.
The divers were able to locate some remains in those sealed compartments. Additionally, the Malaysian Navy has reported that they have located potential remains. They are working to confirm and identify those remains.
This was the second collision of a naval warship with a civilian ship in as many months and the fourth this year. So now the commander of the 7th Fleet, Vice Admiral Joseph O'Coyne, has been dismissed from his post. The Navy, meanwhile, has 275 ships in waters around the world, and they've been ordered to take a pause, an operational pause today or for maybe 2 days to review safety procedures. President Trump held another campaign rally last night, this time in Phoenix. At one point, he threatened to shut down the government if the Congress does not back his border wall.
Let me be very clear to Democrats in Congress who oppose a border wall and stand in the way of border security. You are putting all of America's safety at risk. You're doing that.
People for and against Donald Trump descended onto the downtown area in Phoenix. For and against crowds also expected later on today in Reno, Nevada, because the president is due there later today. Looks like the very pregnant Serena Williams has strange cravings. Well, good ones, actually. She's craving asparagus and artichokes. And today is European Remembrance Day for the victims of Nazism. But it's also Hug Your Sweetheart Day. Ooh, I like a hug with a kiss, don't you? Eugene the Butterfly, 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the butterfly is here, Steve. Why don't you do it today? Go ahead, introduce him.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That sucks, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen. Introducing.
Go ahead.
The butterfly. Eugene.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Where's my intro? Anyway, good morning to all of you all.
Hey, Butterfly, what's up?
Hey, Carla. Hey, Shirley.
Hello, Butterfly. Flutter, flutter.
Beautiful. Junior.
Morning, Butterfly. Flap on, brother.
Very well. Tommy, how you doing?
I'm all good, man. What's happening?
Very good. Mr. Steve Harvey.
Yeah, man.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful.
I hope you're doing well.
Well, it just depends on how this segment goes.
You know, but the segment's all about me today. I'm going to be promoting one thing and one thing only, Steve Harvey, and it's called, well, this isn't Papa Ray's Money. It's Mama's Boy. Mama's Boy is a hit stage play that's getting ready to start in September, starring the one and only Eugene Antoine Ferguson. Okay, I have...
Oh, you're in the play?
Yes.
Papa Ray's Money, Mama's Boy.
Yes, I am in the play. But it's you know, if I was in Papa Ray's Money, which they didn't put me in there, then it might have been something. But, you know, now, this one, off. This ain't no spin out. This one right here is running all over the country. It's mm-hmm. going to be starring me. Mm-hmm. Of course, Jackie Harry, Johnny Gill.
Mary.
Yes. Robin Givens.
Oh, wow. Hey, star studded.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Dawn from In Vogue.
Uh-huh.
She's going to be in the show as well. And I want all of you to come out. So, Mr. Harvey, you don't have anything to say about this one. I would love for you to come out and see me in the show.
Well, I think the play would be fantastic. I think the play would be absolutely fantastic.
Oh, Steve.
Don't butterfly.
No, I think the play would be absolutely fantastic.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm very serious.
Oh, my God. You got my hand across my chest.
With other people involved that have the expertise at it, then I think it's fine. If it was just his damn this would all be going to hell. But I know it's other people involved in that play. That
Johnny Gill.
You know, people that are talented. I'm talking about really talented.
Acting
that
and do singers
plays
and stars.
And everything. You got to go with that. It's going to sound like a great opportunity for you to be a part of. You know, I'm so glad you finally said something.
No, wait a minute. No, you got to praise me for being top billing.
No.
Oh, you're not top billing.
What the hell? You're bigger than Johnny Gill.
Johnny Gill?
You're bigger than Johnny Gill, dog.
How is he bigger than anybody?
Wait a minute, Steven. No, I have a spanker. Listen, I'm asking you, I want you to really come out and see me in the play. I think you're going to like it. I know you don't like when people bust out in a song, but I still want you to come out.
All right, Butterfly, we do have to go. Thank you
long
so
as
much.
You don't sing.
When we come back from the break at 34, after the hour, we're going to do first day of school.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for the Powerball jackpot, and I'm talking a big one. We got to talk about this. Yeah, tonight's Powerball jackpot is up to $650 million.
Stop playing.
I can't fathom
that's
this.
That's a lot of cheese.
I don't know what to do with it if I was to win.
All right, you know what to do with it?
Exactly. There won't even be no doubt in my damn mind.
You want to tell us?
Are you talking about, okay, now how much do I get that after taxes?
Okay, here we
or
go.
Or am I going to get some?
Okay, listen to this. A winner who opts for a cash payout, you're going to get $411.7 million.
$411?
Yeah, minus taxes.
After the taxes is 411.
Calm down.
Uh-huh. Yes, oh, I'm good. Uh-huh. I'm good.
Uh-huh. That's a good number.
Yeah. What you need?
Mm-hmm. All right, now
that's it.
Now to remember this while you're buying your tickets, the odds in winning.
I don't give a damn. We're just talking about if you win.
Okay, if you win.
Okay. First of all, okay, let's go around the room. Who gonna do what? Junior, what you gonna do? You got $400 million. What you gonna do?
Hey, well, I go naked. I don't need no clothes.
You're Tommy now?
I'm just out.
Okay.
Y'all don't need no A.
Okay, you stupid. Okay, you stupid. Why? I just need 400. So why are you now
so
in
if
jail
somebody tell me,
with your damn $400 million?
If somebody tell me put some clothes on and you got less money to be, why should I listen?
Because they the police?
Yes.
Just
because it's against the law.
What would you do really, man? $400 million.
I'm going by island off the bat. I'm going by
an island?
Yeah. Okay. Yo, going by
I ain't mad at that one.
Y'all going by island. Well, I ain't never had no island.
You ain't ever had a big-ass house. You ain't ever had a whole lot of cars. You ain't ever had a whole lot of money. You ain't ever had the wardrobe of your dreams. You ain't ever had a horse. Okay. Hell, we can go down the list. You ain't ever had a lot of land. There's a lot of stuff you can buy before you take your dumb ass off somewhere and buy no damn island. And you don't even know how to run.
Wait on the hurricane.
Now you got to run power out there.
I can have this on my vision board. I can't have an island now.
Yeah, you can have an island, but you're going to have to get power out there.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Just the infrastructure alone. Okay, I'll tell you what. You can have an island. How much you want to spend on an island? You got $400 million. Yeah. How much you want to spend on an island?
You can't get an island by 10 million?
Your ass is going to just have a patch.
That's a little island, though.
Boy, 10
I mean, he just killed my little dream.
Tyler has an island.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler got an island. But let me explain something to you. You with 10 million, you stop talking about this island.
It's not going to be big
talking
enough.
About this damn island. Just to get the power out there.
I want the Bahamas if I can buy it.
It ain't for sale.
You
want
to buy the Bahamas with $400 million?
We go to Sand and Soul.
Be an indentured slave.
Why is he mad? Because we ain't got no money.
No, man, I'm just trying to work. Shirley.
Well, first of all, let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. If I win, I already told you the other day,
I got to get rid of everybody. But yeah. But let me tell you what I'm going to do.
That was funny, right?
But let,
that
was not but let me tell you how I'm going to do it, though. Let me tell you how I'm going to do it.
Just tell everybody what you're doing.
I got to get rid of my family. I got to get away from them.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not lying. And let me tell you how, not get rid of them, I got to leave.
Well, that's okay, Glow.
But let me tell you how I'm going to do it.
Half,
I'm
baby,
a
half.
Fake. I'm going to fake my death. I'm going to get shot right in front of them. I ain't lying to you.
You'd be I'm replaced lying. So quickly.
That's against the law.
Blood coming out my mouth, spitting up and everything. I'm going to have ambulance around the corner. I'm getting shot right in front of them.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, half, man. And you'd be replaced just
ain't
going like
to be
that.
No half, Shirley. I got that ticket in my pocket. They don't know I won. I'm gone.
This fool.
Oh, I'm Tommy, dying in Tommy, front of them.
Tommy, you got the ticket. They don't know. You're going to get shot right in front of your family.
What I know, though, I'm getting shot in front of them. I'm spitting up.
You're really
I'm
spitting we're up running
blood.
Out of time.
I'm leaving out my house on a gurney. I'm telling you.
It's so stupid. We're coming back with this one just one more thing.
Oh, Lord.
Are you overacting
yes.
too much?
I'm getting kicked out of the gurney.
I'm getting
all right, coming right up next, this ignorant show. The nephew's prank phone call is up right after this.
I'm cleaning my house on a gurney.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's crazy strawberry letter. Yeah, we have another one. But first, it's time for the nephew's prank phone call. Come on. Come on, nephew.
FPC.
See? What is that?
FPC.
What is all that?
You're here. Here it come.
Oh.
Yeah, just hold tight. It scared you, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
FPC.
Why you gotta yell it, though?
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Darwin.
This is he.
Hey, Darwin, how you doing? This is Frank with FPC. We're trying to come down and see about making an appointment with you within the next week, if that's possible.
Appointment for what there?
We're supposed to come by. I'm with FPC. We wanted to, we have
FPC?
You on file.
What is that? What is FPC?
Sir, your name was left with us, and you're on... on our file to actually come out and make an appointment with you, so we can get your picture taken.
You must have the wrong number. I'm not signed up to take no picture or anything, sir.
Okay, well you're Darwin, correct?
Yeah, yes, I am Darwin, and you called Darwin, and that's who you called. But anything about a picture? What's up with a picture?
We've got you on our schedule here, FPC. We have you on our schedule for us to come out to your home and take your picture.
Okay, FPC, which company is that? What type of picture would I be taking? I'm not taking no picture, but what is FPC?
Okay, you don't know anything about a photo being taken of you? Needing
no,
to be
sir.
Taken?
No.
Okay. Sir, FPC is, this is a funeral picture company.
Who?
Funeral picture company. And what we do is we come out and take your picture, and we actually keep it on file. That way... when you do pass away, we have your picture for your program, and we have a nice picture for you.
Oh, man, dude, look, I'm not dead right now. You're not taking no picture of me. Who is this again?
My name is Frank. Frank.
Oh, okay, Frank, you mean to tell me y'all taking pictures of people before they die just so you could have their picture on file?
So we keep it on file, and then you have a good picture on your program, and that's what we do.
Like some I ain't signed up for nothing like that. Who the hell signed me up for some like that?
I'm not quite sure, but we're trying to schedule where we can come out beginning of next week so we can get your picture taken.
Next week, week after, you get a picture when I'm dead. You're not taking no picture of me before I die. That don't sound right.
Sir, don't you want to have a good picture on your program?
Sir, you're not taking no picture of me for no funeral arrangements that I'm not dead yet. I don't understand that. What the hell is this about? Nobody. Who signed me up for it then? Tell me that much.
Sir, I don't have the actual person listed here on who signed you up, but I do have the number, and you are Darwin, Mr. Darwin. So.
I didn't sign up for it, and I'm not taking no picture. You guys run around taking pictures of people before they die just to have a good picture on file? That sounds like some man. I ain't never heard of no like that, sir.
Okay, sir, are you, I mean, we have your address here. Are you available?
I'm not available at all to take no picture for a funeral. That I'm not even dead yet. I don't get that. That sounds like a bunch of And who the hell gave you my number? That's what I want
to
know.
Sir, I'm not quite sure, but one thing we have to do is we have to follow through with our job. So what we're going to have to do is I have to come out there and take a picture.
No.
So
no,
I don't want to... You know, create a problem, but I have to get a picture of you by next week.
Oh, it's going to be a problem because you're not getting no picture of me for no funeral arrangement.
Mr. Darwin, I have to come by your house at least by Friday at around 12 noon. I'll come by and get a picture.
Friday? You ain't coming by my goddamn house no Friday. You the lie. I'll be come over here to try to get my picture. I got plenty of goddamn pictures in my house to put on the motherfucking funeral program. I'm not taking no picture. That mean I'm claiming to be dead. I'm not dead. That's some old bad luck got there. I don't know who the you work for, Frank, but you got that.
Sir, I work for FPC, sir. I work for FPC.
FCC, my ass. You ain't not taking no picture of me. Don't come over here Friday talking about no god picture.
Okay,
you better bring
sir.
Your god pistol, and I hope they got your god picture on file. But that's a stupid god company you work for. I ain't never heard of nobody taking no picture before they die. I got millions of pictures in here for that program. And when I'm gone, what the f*** I care about what a picture look like or who had my god funeral? This is ignorant. You tell whoever the f*** you work for, they need to go find another occupation. That don't make no god sense. You're not coming over here Friday, buddy. You come over here if you want to.
Okay, Mr. Darwin.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Glenda?
That's my wife. What the f*** you about to say now?
All I want to do is say this, man. I just want to say Glenda the one that got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, huh?
I'll be a Oh, boy, y'all done lost your ass. I ain't never heard of no business like this. Some FPC funeral picture-taking Well, man, I said my New Year's resolution, I was going to cut back on drinking, but you got me over here about to tip a bottle right now. You crazy. Oh, you crazy, man. Hey, come over here today about 4 and get a picture of Glenda. You come pick a picture. Y'all got me, baby. You got me,
baby.
Oh, man, I ain't never heard of no company like that.
Hey, your wife put me up to it, man. I tell you what, you tune in tomorrow morning, man. You're going to catch yourself on national radio.
Hey, Dad, I'm going to tell everybody. Boy, they had me hot over here. I'm going to, don't tell Glenda, but I'm going to have me a drink anyway. I was looking for an excuse to drink. That right there, a funeral picture taken to put on fire. Boy, y'all done lost a half a mind y'all had with that and that, buddy.
Hey, man, I got to ask you something, man. Darwin, tell me this here, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Wake Up Show, buddy.
Funeral picture.
There it is.
Huh? Do y'all have y'all picture laid out? That's right up there with the tombstone. I'm sorry.
What's up with you and Dad?
I don't know.
Today?
I told y'all going to shoot myself right in front of my family.
Hey, boy, that's so funny, man. Hey, y'all, can I tell you something?
What?
Everybody that? Is talking about Donald Trump's necktie and how long it is.
I hadn't heard, but maybe when he was running.
You've never heard people talk about how long his tie is?
I had like a couple of times. I don't recall.
I don't recall.
I just don't recall.
Are you kidding me?
When he was campaigning.
Yeah, when he was, yeah.
Oh, man, y'all just.
Okay. So what?
I can't help you if you ain't heard it.
Okay. So just tell us what you've heard.
No,
tell us that. Come on, dog.
It's because it camouflages your stomach and the protrusion of your gut. Because if you wear the tie long, you can't see the belt buckle, which is indented. So it gives you just a flatter appearance from the front.
Okay.
That's why he wears his ties that long. If you wear a shorter tie, it would show your stomach sticking out because that end of the tie would point out and would make you look fatter or less fitted. That's why he wears the ties that long.
And
it's a dressing trick. Like my ties used to be made extra 2 inches.
Extra 2 inches?
You know.
Yeah, he liked to put that double wings in there.
Yeah, yours, Tommy, would be on the floor.
Shut up. No, it wouldn't.
knew it.
No, it wouldn't.
Play a hide and
seek. I know how to tie that tie. I stole one of his ties one time and got home like, damn, I can't wear this damn tie.
Because it's too long. Tommy put it on. Tommy had my tie.
I was stepping on the tie.
Well, you had my tie at the gym. Remember that time?
And what happened?
Yeah. He was skipping rope with
it. With the tie? Mm-hmm. Like a boxer when he's training?
Somebody said, man, this show is a pretty ass rope. He got that ain't no damn rope. That's his uncle's tie.
What do you have to say for yourself, Tommy?
It ain't that stop shirt. Don't laugh with him. Don't laugh with him.
That was funny.
You be quiet.
That's a pretty rope.
Because I got a visuals. You know, Steve gets visuals.
You see me jump roping with a tie.
Yes.
You got this in
yes.
You.
Yes. Pretty silk one. All right, coming up next, is the Secret Service going broke? Have you guys heard this story? Oh, my goodness. Plus, we have another strawberry letter on deck all after this. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, today's strawberry letter. You do not want to miss it. But first, now this is according to the Washington Post. This has been all over the news. The Secret Service is running out of money.
What?
Protecting the first family is expensive. Why? Why
you say? Yeah, they're running out of money. They got to fly to New York down to Mar-a-Lago. Then they got to fly to Jersey. They got to cover all them there. There's 18 holes on the golf course. You know how many people it take to watch his ass for 18 yeah. holes of golf? You got to be all up in the trees, bushes. You got to have helicopters. You're going from D.C. to Mar-a-Lago down there. He playing too much damn golf.
Yeah, that he criticized President Obama for doing.
That's why they're running out of money.
Uh-huh. That's what
you
got to
watch
right.
his wife. His wife don't stay in the damn White House. Got her ass down at Trump Tower. They got all them people down there.
They spending some money, man.
Yes.
Then they got to get that little boy to that damn school.
Yeah, Barron. Yeah.
And I like Barron, man. Y'all need to leave Barron alone. Talking about what he wore to the eclipse was inappropriate. What the hell he supposed to wear?
Yeah, he's a kid.
Quit looking at him. Look at the damn
he's
son.
Kids are off limits,
yeah, leave the
period.
Alone.
Kids
need to
are
leave
off
the
limits.
Baby and the woman alone. Look, she ain't giving no speeches that's hers.
You fine, though. I don't like
she ain't
wrote
none
of
it. She don't give speeches that's hers. Now quit talking about the woman.
But you're exactly right, Steve. Protecting the first family is very expensive.
Wait a minute, Shirley. Donald Trump's wife is saying everything Michelle said.
Yeah, yeah.
So
now that's it.
Mad for.
All her speeches you've heard before.
Yeah.
We got a bigger problem. Her husband running the country. Don't worry about her damn speech. Yes, she said what Michelle said.
Stop giving speeches that you don't write.
No, but she don't know it, though. She don't know.
Yeah, she doesn't.
She just reading what the writers write for.
They give it to her.
She wasn't listening to Michelle.
Here, take this. Read Martin Luther King's speech. Read this.
I have a dream.
My word is bond.
One day.
One day.
Little black boys would join hands with little white.
I've been to the mountaintop.
Anyway,
once upon a midnight dream, as I pondered weak and weary, puzzled by a single query, which amongst the Greeks to choose? Is you doing an Omega Psi Phi?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I know her ass ain't just doing an Omega Psi Phi. What the hell? Ain't no damn cute. Out of the night that covers me. What is you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, show your love.
Did she do it, Steve?
No, you ain't sitting up in here. And at the end of the day, we always remember that the survey says.
Yeah. What? You did it again.
What survey says?
Is she doing Willie Turner?
She better not do Willie. You know how I feel about Willie.
What they don't all our favorite is Willie Turner.
I ain't seen no evaluation.
They posted it in the break room on the bulletin board.
Yeah, but protecting the first family is very expensive, so much so that the Secret Service said it only has the budget to watch over Donald Trump and his family through the end of September.
What? They've blown through the budget? Hey.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, people going to start quitting. Okay.
Yeah. They don't get paid.
Come on. 42 wow. people under a total that have to be protected. That number includes 18 members from the family, 11 more than the number of people under protection during the Obama administration. All right.
They just over the count, over yeah. budget.
Okay. All right, nephew, let's move on to the letter.
Here we go. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. This is the Strawberry Letter.
Here we go. Subject: frustrated wife headed to the psychologist. Hey, Steve, simple but complicated. Married 3 years, husband 26, I'm 31. We both work and see each other in passing. He hangs out with friends at times, and I'm pretty much a loner. He has high school girlfriends that he talks to periodically through email. Now old friend is having a birthday party, but he doesn't want me to go. Said his friends are his friends and that he would feel awkward just inviting me since it's probably going to be only his friends from high school there, as if they don't have any significant other to join them at the party. Says I can come along to the next party after he is comfortable with being around his friends again. Mind you, these are high school friends, so he hasn't seen them in Lord knows how many years, and he wants to claim only high school people who all went to the same school will be there. How does that sound to you? Another incident. He started his job. They had a little after work graduation event, whereas he said they played cards. But playing cards all night till 5 a.m. and not calling home or not even say, honey, meet me at work so you can go with me. Steve, what kind of mess is that? I feel like he doesn't want me to be around when he hangs out with his friends. Mind you, I might not be in the mood to go, but he doesn't even give me the opportunity to say no. You go ahead without me. This makes me feel insecure, especially considering we don't spend much time together at all. When he comes home at night, I'm usually waiting up for him so we can have a general conversation, but he wants to play video games till 5 in the morning, so he doesn't even come to bed at night. Then we have sometimes that he will come in the room so I don't complain and stay there till I fall asleep or until he thinks I've fallen asleep and then off to that video game. But you let someone else want his time. It's given. I feel so alone and so unneeded. It hurts. I'm hurting. I feel like committing myself to some hospital because I need some of his time that he isn't giving. I've debated with myself asking, am I too needy or imagining things? But I just can't put my finger on it. He used to be so much more attentive and caring about caring, but now he complains and tells his female friends how tired he is of my arguing. We have no communication. If we do not talk, it turns into an argument. If we do talk, it turns into an argument. Another thing is I can't depend on him to help with things around the house. He always forgets or wants time for himself, so I'm basically doing everything myself. You know that saying, I can do bad by myself. I even question what I need him around for since he doesn't help around the house and doesn't spend time with me. Why are we together? I asked him that one day. He said marriage is about stature and not about emotions and feeling. So that makes me think, you want to be with me because I got some money and take care of my business? I guess Tina's right. What's love got to do with it? I know he's not cheating. Can't tell you how I know, but we women have our ways. But I know. I'm hoping he grows out of this soon or I'll need medication just to calm my nerves. He has a great personality, great with our boys, great financially, but lacks the drive to take care of home and business first. You know what? This letter is really long. We got to take a break
That's
and come
too
back.
Long.
Yeah, we got to take a break.
You
and
done
come
really
back.
Read enough, hey.
Yeah, That's enough. I think
nothing.
So. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve, with your response to part two of today's Strawberry Letter. Let's go.
This is a long letter, man.
This is a record. I think this is the longest letter we've ever had.
Yeah, and I can really sum this up for.
Yeah, she's giving us everything.
Go ahead.
Where did I stop? I guess Tina's right. What's love got to do with it? I know he's not cheating. Can't tell you how I know, but we women have our ways. But I know. I'm hoping he grows out of this soon, or I'll need medication just to calm my nerves. He has a great personality, great with our boys, great financially, but lacks the drive to take care of home and business first. I think he is tired and or bored with me, no matter how high my stilettos are. I am financially stronger, a little insecure from previous marriage, and how he's acting doesn't help me feel needed or loved as I should. He used to be there. Now I feel he just wants to do what he wants when he wants. I am a roommate. I'm
I'm not a roommate. I'm a wife. I've told him that also. I told him if he wanted to live a single life and not have any responsibility, then that's what he should do. But he won't leave. He says he's not going anywhere. In the meantime, I'm supposed to just accept this. Steve, a brother don't know that when you start not being at home, a sister gets lonely, and then all hell really breaks loose. I may be 31, but I look 22, and an opportunity to go out on a date is given every time I walk out my front door. Willing to hang in there and go the long haul, but I'm lonely and I miss my husband, my friend. It's a lot.
I'm just going. You want me to do it, Shirley?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know you got something that you can comment. Yeah. Lady, this letter, it has a lot of obviouses in it. I don't know if that's a word. Obvious. But it's just a lot of obvious statements that you're making in this letter, but you're not hearing your obvious statements. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to read this letter again, but let's just say he has old high school girlfriends, right? Mm-hmm. Now, one of his old friends is having a birthday party, but he don't want you to go, and mm-hmm. his friends are his friends, and that he said that his friends are his friends, and he would even feel awkward inviting you. You are his wife now, keep in mind. Mm-hmm. Since it's probably going to be only his friends from high school and they don't have any significant others to join them at the party. Well, I'm assuming that this party has women in it. That's what I'm assuming. But the dudes ain't got no significant others, so they just hooking up with some old girls from high school. You just said that he talks to his girlfriends from high school. Now, here go your other problem. You 31, he 26. Mm-hmm. You already had your 10-year reunion. He ain't had his yet. His 10-year reunion ain't due for another 2 years. They already hooking up. You done had yours, it's gone. You've been married, kids from a previous marriage. He got kids now. Now, he said you can come along to the next party after he's comfortable being around his friends again. Excuse me. What friend do you have to rework up getting re-comfortable around?
Right, Steve.
You know, help me here. If they my friends, why I got to get reacquainted with them, especially men? Man, we don't see each other for months. We don't call each other. Man, what's up, dog? Right. He got to get re-comfortable being around him. Lady, this whole letter is just you are buying into some bull crap, and you already know it's bull crap. He says you ain't seen them in Lord, you don't know how many years, and he wants to claim only high school people who all went to the same school would be there. Then you ask me, how does that sound to you? Okay, let me ask you something. How it sound to you?
Right.
It sound crazy to you, don't it? You got all this education. You smart. All this here. Use your mind. Okay. Then you said he was out one time playing cards all night to 5 a.m. without calling home. Say, honey, we'll work. You can go on without me. Steve, what kind of mess is that? I don't know. You tell me. Then you says he used to be so much more attentive and caring, but now he complains and tells his female friends how he's tired of my arguing. Do you know why men tell their female friends about they tired of you arguing?
Preach on it.
So is that they can then dig into their innately nurturing side that God has given all women and say, I won't argue with you. And she feels sorry for you and wants to fill a void in your life because you're such a good guy and you don't deserve all this. That's why he telling his girlfriend.
All right, thank you, Steve, as always.
Yeah, I try to be what I am.
Please don't be anyone else.
I don't really try to be no more than what I am.
Please don't try
what
that.
What I am.
But we have to go anyway. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And don't forget, this week's after show, Strawberry Letter Live on Facebook. It is tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. Please join me. We'll talk about the Strawberry Letter and whatever you want to talk about. We'll have a pick of the week. We'll talk about trending topics, all of that. So make sure you join me again. It's tomorrow, Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Okay? Thank you. Now, moving on.
Shirley, let me say this. I'm proud of you for doing that. I really am.
Well, thank you,
That's
Steve.
A big move. It's important to generate other opportunities that also entertain people, help people, but That's also right. provide another outlet. And I think that covers a lot of ground.
Got the hustle.
Mm-hmm. Man, I was talking to a guy yesterday. He said, and I told him, I said, well, you have to be at Family Feud before I start and, you know, go into the makeup chair and all that. Well, I'm in the makeup chair and he shows up. So I say, my man, I don't have time right now. You know, I have some time on my lunch break. Man, I drove all the way down here, man, and I got to wait till you go to lunch now? How many? I said, that's two shows. I said, my man, I asked you to be here before I got in the makeup chair. I hit some traffic. Okay, cool.
In LA? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Got that. Mm-hmm. Believe that to be true. But what that got to do with you got to be here before I get in the makeup chair? Yeah.
You hit that same traffic.
I hit that same traffic. That's why I left earlier.
Yeah.
Because who out here ain't hitting traffic?
Yeah, everybody hit traffic. Okay. LA traffic? Oh, no joke.
So then when I get off stage, I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. So I'm eating lunch. He knocks on the door. He said, man, can we get this handled now? I said, right after I ate lunch. He said, no, you told me to be here at your lunch break. I said, well, you own it. I got an hour and a half. And somewhere in this lunch break, you're going to fit in. But right now, I'm eating it. Uh-huh. And what he bought me was not right.
After all of that?
You late? Nah, it ain't right.
So I tell the gentleman, I said, sir, I'm not paying for it. Oh, you have to pay for it.
It's getting tense now.
Yeah, this is about to get tense. Steve.
But we the only one in my dressing room, though. So what he don't know is I'm fully capable of fighting your ass with no witnesses.
But why, though?
Because I like it. It's no witnesses. We can just do this nice and clean.
Ain't no time.
Because, but you in here talking about you can be made to pay. Make me reach in there and hand you some money. Better yet, take it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, a large group of your beloved Cleveland Brown players.
What?
Took a knee. During Monday night's preseason game against the Giants.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on, yeah. Cleveland.
It gets better. It gets better, Steve.
Yeah.
11 players from the Cleveland Browns, including running back Duke Johnson and tight end player Seth DeValve. DeValve is the first white NFL player to take a knee during an anthem, during the anthem in protest.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. White knees down. Here we
go,
baby.
All right. It's changing.
White knees matter.
Yeah.
Know that.
Hashtag it.
I'm writing that. White knees matter.
Cleveland head coach Hugh Jackson had voiced his opinion against players taking a stand during the anthem, but changed his course last week and said players had the right to express their feelings if he was informed in advance. Okay. So one of the players says there's a lot of racial and social injustices in the world that are going on right now. We just decided to take a knee and pray for the people who have been affected and just pray for the world in general.
See, that's now you can't get mad thing. At that. That's now suspend them now. Now watch yeah. this here mm-hmm. now. If that's more players
yeah.
do this, mm-hmm. thank God Cleveland is what Cleveland has always been.
And what is that, sir?
A state
about to tear
of
up.
Men.
About
a place where men is men. And that's what the feeling is. Cleveland, man.
Ooh, look at you.
Hashtag white knees matter.
White knees matter.
And I'm telling you right now, and it's a good thing, because this Charlottesville thing has gotten legs mm-hmm. because of a lot of non-black protesters. Mm-hmm. who have come into the side of injustice.
That's right.
Yeah. That's how you fix this thing. It has to be a unified effort to fix this thing. You can't fix it alone. You cannot fix it alone.
That's no. right.
People understand the plight of the Jewish community. Mm-hmm. They mm-hmm. feel, they mm-hmm. understand what happened to this people, man. So people have feelings for that. They're going, wow, you did that to them? You yeah. really did that to these people? Mm-hmm. So now when they push back, how you got a problem with that? That's what they did to them. That same thing with black people. They really endured slavery. They really endured the bigotry. They really endured the lynchings. They really had to mm-hmm. deal with the skinhead and the clans. They really got to deal with all this bigotry. Now yeah. when they push back, they just taking a knee. You got a problem with that? Stand up. Keep taking some more. Nah, well, we tired.
Yeah.
And now these ball players.
And not just us.
No.
On Everyone. Your beloved, the greatest spectator sport in the world, the NFL.
Football.
They done took knees, and a white knee got out. That's going to start something. You watch now.
Seth DeValve is
Watch
his
now,
name.
Man. Mm-hmm. They have to start. They're going to start paying attention. But you let one white quarterback, you let a Eli Manning, boy, you let one of them white quarterbacks.
Aaron Rodgers.
Take a knee. You let Ben Roethlisberger get on his knee. Boy, you let Aaron Rodgers get involved. Yeah. You let one white quarterback.
Tom Brady taking me.
Boy, let me tell you. You might as well just get on.
Everybody got to take a knee.
And these are men who are so socially conscious.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying if they don't take a knee they ain't no good. Right. That's not what I'm saying. They may not choose that as the way to form a protest. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to. Mm-hmm.
Or to shed light
on And I'm not saying
subject,
they should.
This problem.
I'm mm-hmm. just saying if they did, oh, my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It'll mean something, that's for sure.
I have sound of the white guy saying why he did it. Do you want
please,
that?
Yes, Jesus.
Yeah, dog, you need to hear this. I heard it this morning.
I love this country. I love our national anthem. I'm very grateful to the men and women who have given their lives and give a lot every day to protect this country and to serve this country, and I want to honor them as much as I can. The United States is the greatest country in the world, and it is because it provides opportunities to its citizens that no other country does. The issue is that it doesn't provide equal opportunity to everybody. And I myself will be raising children that don't look like me, and I want to do my part as well to do everything I can to raise them in a better environment than we have right now.
Wow.
See, now that right there mm-hmm. is well said. And I think that the way they're doing it, that they're saying ahead of time, this is what we're doing, this is the reason we're doing it, and we're praying for those who have suffered injustice all around the world.
Mm-hmm. That's why the coach decided
now
to agree
right
with it.
Now that right there, mm-hmm. you can't get mad at them.
Yeah.
Because the Browns safety, Jabril Peppers, he said it. He said there's a lot of social and racial injustices going on in the world right now. And all they were saying was that they were just praying for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how I know he said that? Because it just went across the screen on CNN. I read the quote.
But can we get Kaepernick a job, though?
That's coming
can my
next.
My frat brother get a job.
That's coming next.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be too much longer.
No, because we
somebody
need a quarterback. Hell, the Browns need a quarterback.
Come on, Cleveland.
Hell, why are we on our knees? Yeah. We need to pray and pray that we get Kaepernick.
That was also in there.
That need to be in the prayer. You need to be on the can we have Kaepernick?
We praying for everybody around the world and also for a quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know what's worse, kneeling or just sitting on the bench eating a damn banana. Now, that, that right there was just, maybe he didn't hear that song.
I love Beast Mode.
Beast Mode, I don't know if he didn't hear the song.
He don't care.
He was cramping.
Nah, he don't care.
Because maybe he was cramping and needed that banana. You got to go with that like that. Can I say something about the president? This approval and
approval rate right now?
64% of the Republicans approve of Trump's Charlottesville responses.
Which one?
84% of Democrats disapproved. Look, man, why can we keep making racism or racist type comments a bipartisan issue? Everybody should be appalled at racism mm-hmm. in any form. Now, Paul Ryan even said he messed up.
Mm-hmm.
with the comments that he made. Okay, let's stay there. Let's all agree he messed up. Stop trying to fix it. He said it. You can't fix it.
All right, coming up next, one of my favorite segments, Tommy and Junior are here. You have to be the judge, Steve. Right or wrong, coming up next.
Oh, God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go, Steve.
Yep. All right, I'm ready.
Introduce your nephew and junior.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the right or wrong segment where these two come to me as the judge to make a decision on who's right or wrong. So far, leading by a landslide is Junior.
Thank you.
See, no.
It has been overwhelmingly a landslide. Tommy has had a couple of valid points. Here's one that was not involved in right or wrong, but the question was posed. What would you do if you won the lottery? Tommy's response was, I got to find a way to leave my family.
Which was a horrible
the funniest
response.
Damn thing I've ever heard.
No, it wasn't.
I'll tell you why it's funny. Because we men.
terrible, Junior.
Because you're stupid.
Because I know that he going to be doing some things, and he ain't going to be able to explain it to her. So let's just break up now.
Before you get your feelings hurt.
At least you just get over the fact that I left. You ain't got to see this in your face. That's 411 after taxes. He going to do some things that the wife don't need to see. And I know he's right about that.
Okay. Well,
leave me while you still love me. Yeah. That's why, after you see the stuff I'ma do, you gonna hate me.
That's why you're not gonna win.
All right, man, Tommy, let's go.
Will you tell this boy, if FedEx and UPS merge together, it'll be called Fed Up? Tell him, dog. I mean, he sit there and he act like he don't see what I see.
I love right or wrong.
If FedEx and UPS merge together, that's fed up.
Tommy,
so stupid.
Huh?
I had to go with you when you're right.
Come on, Steve.
Yeah, I kind of like that one right there.
Give it to him.
Junior, you ain't like that one?
I couldn't tell him last night because I ain't understand. But I see, it makes sense, Tommy. It would be fed up.
Okay. This the one, caller.
Yes.
This one the fool hung up on my head to call him back.
What?
I said, Junior, I said, listen, crematoriums, you know what people get cremated at?
Uh-huh. What are they called?
Yeah.
Crematorium.
I didn't know that.
All right, it's called a crematorium. They should give a discount on burnt victims. You know what I'm saying?
I'm getting ready.
If you already halfway burnt, you know what I'm saying?
I'm walking out.
You've been helped half the way, you see?
I'm walking.
It's a discount.
That's my favorite one right there. That's my favorite one. You hot today, boy. You batting 1,000.
I love right or wrong.
Yeah, I love it right because he right again.
Yeah.
And if you came in there for third-degree burns, you got to get a discount. Hell yeah.
You're an idiot.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man. Come on, 2 for 2. 2 for 2.
I'm 2 for 2. Okay, sir, let me keep trying.
No, Shirley, he's not.
I call him back. I say, all right, you hanging up on me again. You doing something. You're acting childish with me. You ain't got to be like this.
Right.
I say, listen. I say, when sign makers, people that make signs, when sign makers go on strike, ain't nothing on the sign. You follow me?
Yeah, I'm with you now.
They just pick it in, but ain't nothing on it. Because they on strike.
Right. It makes sense.
I'm gonna stop.
I don't really care for you, Tommy. Yeah,
that's damn dumb right there.
I don't really care for you.
You all better get whipped right or wrong.
Now, you done set up there and pick it in your dumb ass. I got a sign. We don't even know. You got some people walking around in a circle with a stick. That don't make damn sense. Now, that's dumb.
Yeah. They on strike.
They on strike. They ain't smart.
We finna change their mind right now.
Yeah, we'll show you what happened. We don't write now.
I love
right now. Man, let's stop this right now. This one right here. You hit them two good ones. If FedEx merges with UPS, would they not be called Fed Up?
Yes, they would.
Yes. Should not a crematorium give a person a discount if they come in there dying from burns?
That's your favorite.
I love that.
That's your favorite.
That's my best one ever.
You can't charge me full
Hell
price.
Yeah.
Three-quarter burnt? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Gosh. Oh, my God.
Y'all ain't got that much work to do.
I'm not going with that.
It's going to take long to get to this ass part.
Colin didn't like that one. I loved it.
That was too much, Sherry.
Oh, come on now. It's going to take much to get to the ass shit. We almost there.
Boy, okay. I tell you, you work, you earn every penny of your salary.
Okay.
I know I do.
You do.
This is the last one you hung up on.
Okay. That should have been the last one.
Nah. Come on, Neff. Come on.
I said Junior. Because I was telling him, you know, I like to go to New Orleans and, you know, all the stuff on the street. That just amazes me. I say,
what?
If you shoot a mine, you're supposed to use a silencer. You know, you can't shoot him with a loud gun. You gotta use a silencer.
I like that because I've never liked mimes.
You hate mimes. You got to use a silencer.
Damn juggling on stage as a comedian. Yeah. Sit your ass down.
One more time now.
If you shoot a mine,
yeah,
you've got to use a silencer.
Got to. You got to at least respect it.
I hate him.
You got to respect it. It's what he wanted. It's how he would want to go.
Can't shoot it with
a
no
mime ain't going to want no loud gun. No, you have. He, that's how he would want to go. He'll respect you more.
Yeah.
I think he'll accept it better.
I'm just saying, man.
And when you shoot him, he'll do like this. Y'all didn't hear that on the radio, did you?
Right, because you mimed it.
Yeah, he mimed.
Hey, 4 for 4 now. 4 for 4.
I'm 4 for 4.
I'm just talking to you, man.
All right.
Are you done? Are you quite done?
Yeah, done.
I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. Yeah.
Surely love this old injured sick.
I don't like talking to
him. Because this is when his stupidity really shows.
That was the best word.
Yeah, this is
my all-time favorite.
Come on. Say it, Tommy.
If FedEx.
No, the other one. The second one.
The second one. Okay. A crematorium.
Oh, I'm going to leave again.
Should give you a discount if the victim is already burnt.
I hate that. Yeah.
My favorite.
If he got burnt to death,
he
you know,
drug
you
his out of got... ass out of car crash. Come on now.
It's so wrong.
He's 3/4 burnt now. All we need is to get to these ashes. That's all we need.
Oh, man.
All right. We got to go. We'll be back. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Floyd Mayweather is getting ready for his big fight this Saturday, in which you will be attending. Steve, you will be attending that fight against Conor McGregor. It's
going
to be in Vegas, I know. Michael Page, who's a mixed martial artist as well, is trying to make the switch to boxing. And he said that he found the transition very challenging. He said, because I punch anyway, I have a good technique, but we don't have as much specific work on our arms and our shoulders. That's what he said as a mixed martial artist trying to become a boxer. He said the struggle is the endurance, the muscular endurance, and being able to do it for such a long period of time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so take note, Conor McGregor. And then former heavyweight boxing champ Lennox Lewis said, I don't really take this as a serious fight. He told the BBC in a recent interview that no other boxers from 49 fights have figured out how to beat Mayweather.
I love this. Now, here come this little boy.
I love this.
And out of Ireland.
That's what he's saying. He says now a UFC fighter that doesn't even have a boxing career is trying to beat him at boxing. I think it's a farce to a certain degree. That's what Lennox Lewis said.
Well,
so there you go.
It's not a farce. This kid, this guy is really, really thinking he can whoop Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
Now he gonna get his whole A handed to him.
His what?
Whole A. He gonna get his whole A handed to him.
When you say that, I see every teeth.
I'm talking about call that what gonna happen?
Yeah. In your mouth.
We gonna get his whole A handed to him. I'm talking about, man, but it's going to be, seriously, man, if Mayweather do what he's supposed to do, if he done took it just enough serious, just enough of that to just shut his mouth with the negativity he been spewing. Because the dude really think he cold. He's an arrogant dude, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he really thinks he's cold. But he has 3 defeats.
Oh, the
He's McConnor, just never McGregor. Been knocked down or knocked out. But he's been submitted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, he lost. He can lose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if...
Even in his own sport. To box, though, it's a science to boxing.
Yes.
And there's nobody better at it than Mayweather living right now. This dude, this little stuff where he just show you a fourth of his body. Mm-hmm. See, you're only punching... When you fight Mayweather and he give you that shoulder, you really ain't got nothing hit but top of his head.
He don't make it that far.
I'm telling you, man, this dude is a superior technician. Mm-hmm. I just want him, man, to whip this boy for talking.
That's what I want him to do. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Man.
But I want it to go 6 rounds.
That's what you want.
See, first of all, this guy has no idea what it's like to have to guard against punches, faint, move out the way, and get hit for 12 rounds, 3 minutes per round.
That's what he's talking about, the endurance. You know,
the most he's ever fought is 25 minutes. That's the most. Now, grappling It's strenuous, but at one point in time, you just on the ground hugging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That ain't happening in the rain.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. And you got to stand up the entire time.
Woo.
This fight going to be like the time I thought I could whoop my father.
Man, please.
What, Junior? What?
When me and my daddy had to fight? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what going to look like. When I thought I could win. Boy, my daddy gave me
you
the business.
You thought you could beat your daddy?
Well, you know, I'm trying to, you know, I got caught up.
You're smelling yourself.
Yeah.
You're smelling yourself.
Boy, warm me up so
you
good.
You threw a punch, Junior?
I didn't get one in.
I wouldn't even try that. I fought.
Mm-mm. Mm. Didn't talk to me. Did he brag to his friends about how he whooped me?
Yeah, he clowned you after that?
There you go, right there. Guess we ain't partners now. We're partners.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Bruno Mars and Chance the Rapper are going to do a collaboration, a collabo. They're going to collab. And you can thank Twitter for the next best thing to happen in music, we should say. Bruno Mars was tweeting and decided to do a Q&A with his fans using the hashtag AskTheDragon. Some ask the basic questions like what artist is he currently listening to and what's his favorite comedy movie, blah, blah, blah. But when he was asked who he'd like to collaborate with, Bruno said, at Chance the Rapper. So Chance the Rapper saw this and replied, wait, WTF? I just retweeted a gem off your page only to find out you rocking with the kid. Let's make it happen. I already got choreography ideas, and there it is. So
you know he got choreography.
Yeah, you know. So anyway, so they'll do something together, Chance the Rapper and Bruno Mars. Yeah.
Off of Twitter. Yeah.
That's huge. Yeah, that's cool. Get on Twitter and try to do a collabo.
With who?
Ooh, Steve.
I don't know any damn about it. Anybody that want me.
You and
all I want to do is just end a couple of songs.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Who could you do it with?
Him and Anthony Hamilton.
Oh,
no, we are. That's two old ass people.
Anthony's not old.
Anthony ain't old though.
He ain't sound old.
He got old soul.
Yeah, he got an old soul. He's just too old.
So you and Charlie Wilson know, huh? You and Uncle Charlie.
No, I can't. Charlie ain't gonna let me on the back of none of his. Yeah, Charlie could let me on the back of his.
Like Neo or The Weeknd. What about somebody like
well,
that?
Well, since we're talking Bruno Mars.
Neo. For show. somebody need an endo. I just want to end one.
Since we're talking about Bruno Mars, though, what about Bruno Mars?
Hell yeah.
Okay. End one. Do one.
Yeah, go and tweet him.
I mean, like, what he got?
Well, you know, 24 karat magic, all of that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like.
That's what I like, yeah.
Let's play a little bit of that.
Play it for me, Kat. Let me see what I can do with it.
Yeah.
Champagne okay. on that's ice. That's what
not
I
that
like.
It needs help, the uh-huh. song.
No, it don't need no
help. At all. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Woo! Wake up with no jammies. That's the line I like.
Yeah, me too.
I got a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no damn jammies.
You're naked. If you want it, if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac. Girl, let's put some miles on it. Anything you want, just to put a smile on it. You deserve it, baby. You deserve it.
What I like. Oh, show you what I like. Touch yourself. Put it right there.
That doesn't go.
Oh, lucky for you. So damn. Oh, that what Big Daddy like. Yeah, that's all I need right there. Bruno, hey. Tweet that to Bruno.
Since he do a collab.
Yeah, and I don't want to be in the middle of the song because I like it too much. Just wait till the very end. Mm-hmm.
Just come in.
And then. Just let me come on. That's what I like it. Hell. Wake up in Miami. Ain't nobody got no jammies.
All right, we'll be back to close out the show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You get $411.7 million minus taxes if you opt for a cash payout.
$411.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's I share it with y'all, though. I ain't lie. I give y'all some. We all on our way.
Well, that's very nice,
how
Tommy.
How much would you give them?
Yeah.
About 10 a piece.
Well, how much would you give them?
About 10 a piece.
Because my amount has to be different.
He said 10 a piece. That means you.
Oh, you're the different category, Steve.
You don't get 10 million like
you don't, I give y'all 10 a piece.
You don't want some money you
Tommy,
already
that's
got.
Very generous of you.
There you go.
Very
I got generous. You. Okay. Tommy, he don't want some money he already got.
No, no. He want 100, Junior. Trust me.
No, I want 100, man. No, if you get 400 million, I really don't expect 100.
I remember when your fee used to be 20 million. You were good
I remember
that.
That. Remember that?
Remember
that? That was his out number.
That was
well,
his
how
number.
How much do you expect from Tommy then?
I don't expect nothing, but.
How much, Steve? Say it.
Out of the 411?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
$10 million is not enough.
Oh, no, that's plenty.
He's going to okay. give us $10 million. How much you think you should get?
Not that much more than y'all, but.
Oh, okay.
Something to differentiate us. Something.
Like $15
million? No, I'm his uncle. Yeah, 15.
12, 15.
Well, let me tell you this, uncle. 15. You get me with the right prop guy in Hollywood that can help me get shot in the family room. That's all I need right there.
Tommy.
All we need is them blood packs on my body where they just explode.
Pow, pow.
Yeah.
They do it in the movies all the time,
they
right?
They do it in the movie all the time. All I just want to do is die in front of them. I want them to know my ass is gone.
That's why you're not going to win.
Okay, Tommy, blow if I help pass. You do that, I need 10%. 10% of the 411. And I help you fake your death. That 41 meal, I'll be good.
Yeah.
That's 10%. That's agency fee.
That's it.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Shirley, what would you do with $411 million?
Whoa, I don't know. Buy a house, of course.
How much would you spend on a house? You got $411. What would be your number for a house?
$25 million.
That's a nice ass house.
Yeah, $25 million. That's enough.
Nice ass house. You can see that.
Is that a big house in California?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
even
big
in
house
Cali, yeah.
Anywhere. $25 million get you nice. Yeah, yeah, $25 million get you nice. Now, I tell you where you can't go with that $25 million.
Where?
But you can go a whole lot of other places.
Where?
And get way, just don't worry about that. Just don't go up there with your $25 million. That'll buy you a lot. What else would you
do? Do I have enough for a private jet?
Hell yeah.
Okay, I'll buy a private jet.
Now, what kind, what size jet? Now, hold tight.
The smallest is a G4, I think I learned from you.
Hell no, it ain't the smallest.
Oh.
What?
Well, okay, I don't want the smallest.
Harrison no. Ford be flying
Honda
around,
makes yeah. a new jet.
Yeah, I don't want the smallest one. I want like a mid to size one.
Mid size.
Yeah.
For you, mm-hmm. I would say like if you got 400, a Hawker would be nice.
Okay,
a Hawker would be
how much
nice.
Is that?
It seats 8.
Okay, okay.
A
that's
Hawker, if you don't want to get it new, you want to buy it used.
But I could buy it new with 411, couldn't I?
Yeah, yeah, you could buy it new, but you're going to be out about 20.
That's 18
okay. To 20 mil.
20 mil?
That's yeah. all right. I got 400.
So what about a,
yeah,
what
but
about
the
a
maintenance
like
though, Shirley.
Oh, oh.
So glad I got
go,
my
go
TSA
ahead, Tommy.
Number. A plane that's the size of a Southwest regular plane.
A like 737?
Here. Yeah, that. That you can put rooms in.
Like Trump had?
That's what he
yeah,
had.
Yeah, you're going to pay about 35.
God.
30.
I swear I had 10 million in my head.
That must be that must be where
your hand.
What, United buys their planes.
Oh, you can get a cold plane for 10 million.
All their
ain't
planes
be that.
Are old. United
yeah.
Airlines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The, oh, no, they upgraded. Yeah, they yeah. got a new fleet.
Have they?
Well, they got a new fleet, but, they, I mean, but that old
but
fleet.
The people.
They,
yeah.
You know, you I was just in Chicago last week. That plane was when, the, that was the one the Wright brothers
that was from
flew.
The ground break.
Yeah.
That
the, well, that's the plane they had to tab when they pulled a little Chinese dude off of it.
Yes.
And he tore all the damn seats
right.
out.
Woo.
Yeah, that plane right there.
I
that's
forgot
all.
About it.
I did too.
The doctor.
That man was
yeah.
Hollering.
Yeah.
Then ran back on the plane and hid behind the curtain.
I
man,
know.
We see you back here.
Think nobody finna tell on you?
Hey, dog, you can't go hide behind this curtain. You ain't no little boy. Any people finna come again and whoop your ass again?
They didn't have any movies, nothing.
So, $411 million.
Okay,
this
yeah.
the way I do it.
Okay, come on.
I take $300 million right off the top and put it into the right deals.
Business deals, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give it to a company. I would sell probably three portions of it off to three different companies. Put it in there so it becomes cash to the company. And when I take it out as dividends, I get that the tax reduction where I don't have to pay taxes on it as it make money. And I'm going to live on the interest. So let's just say you get somewhere and you can get $300 million, you can get 10%.
$300 million at 10% is $330 million a year interest.
You can live off that.
What? That's what I'm living on, and leave that over there. This from me and Marge, we're going to just bail out one day. Mm-hmm. The $300 million is when we just bail out. We're going to get the 10% interest, and we're going to live on the $30 million till I figure out where we're going to go where y'all ain't going to find us. Because we gone.
So you're talking about faking your death, too?
No, I'm not. I'm lying.
No, he's happy.
I'm lying my ass out of here.
With his family. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I'm happy with my family.
It's different for him when he leaves.
But I don't want the kids, you know, coming to see me all the time and all that.
Huh?
Feel how you want to feel.
So your exit line is different from time.
I do feel some kind of way, though.
I'll be right back.
Then
y'all.
I'm going to take that $111 million.
Uh-huh.
And Steve Harvey finna show y'all something.
Like
get
what?
A camera
get?
And watch the show.
I mean, you got everything. What
well,
you
watch
doing?
This here. You think I got everything now? Boy, you ain't seen nothing right now. Boy, you finna see something go down. Gonna be ugly, man.
All right, we gotta go. We'll see.
My plane?
Yeah.
When you get on it, you tear up.
Emotional.
Take us home, Steve.
I did it already.
We'll see if we win. We'll be back tomorrow.
Tommy, and I'm not leaving my family. Hey, y'all, have a great weekend. Dream
it's
about
Wednesday.
It.
Wednesday up.
Visions come true. Visualize it. Make it happen, man.
Turn your volume up if you're with me. Please go. In the mall.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.